is KC0 Golf Charlie Juliet.
KE0 Golf Charlie Juliet, this is KE0 LOZ standing by.
Good evening, Austin. How am I making the trip out there? I am trying out a new microphone here, so how's my audio coming?
Audio's coming through pretty good. I'm not an expert. You might be a little over-deviating.
Yeah, I'm still working on fine-tuning this a little bit, so I pulled it down just a little bit. Any better?
Seems pretty good to me. You're legible.
Alright, sounds real good. Trying to wait until the repeater IDs with the time, and then I'll go ahead and open up the net here. I think this is KC0 Golf Charlie Juliet.
W0FX repeated.
ZYO.
Good evening. The time is 7 p.m.
W0FX repeated.
Yeah, good evening, Don. I was just going to bring the net up as soon as I heard the time come up there. So I think with that, you're making it into the repeater. So this is, I'll go ahead and bring the net open here. This is W0FX. Name here is Jason. And Michelle on the background here, bringing up the first New Year's Eve net. This is W0FX on the 147.180 repeater. I think I'm going to start things off with going through a list of members for the club, kind of a roll call. So let's see. MD0TS. You around? This is W0FX. In there, good to hear you in there. KE0MHY. Whitney, are you on the repeater this evening? This is W0FX. Reply on that. KB0OCC. John, are you on the repeater this evening? This is W0FX. No reply from John. N0SND. You are on the repeater this evening. This is W0FX. M0HNM, Lyle, are you on the repeater this evening? This is W0FX.
Good evening, Jason, and everyone out there listening. This is N0HNM here in Jamestown, and we're just sticking around home tonight and trying to stay warm. So that's about all I've got right now, and sounds like maybe Wednesday we'll see a little break in the weather. N0HNM, clear and listening.
All right, glad to have you in there, Lyle. How about N0SRP? You on the repeater this evening. This is W0FX.
Not available here at the present time. N0HNM.
All right, thanks a lot, Lyle. KB0RSB. You on the repeater this evening. This is W0FX. No reply there. KE0LOZ, Austin, are you still on the repeater? This is W0FX.
This is KE0LOZ. I am alive and well on the repeater. I wish everybody Happy New Year. KE0LOZ, clear.
Thanks a lot for the check-in. KD0. ZYO. Don, are you still on the repeater? This is W0FX.
Yeah, hi, Jason. KD0ZYO, Don. And, yep, I'm still here. I got my radio back, Jason. So, the first call I gave you was on Bofong. Now I'm on the other one. So, you give me a little report on this one. Anyway, thanks a lot for all of the work that you're doing on getting your feeder up and fixed and all the other things that you're doing and creating some interest in this. Can you hear a good while back to that?
All definitely glad to hear that, Don. That means I'll have to set up some time and come up and grab that radio from you. You were quite staticky getting into the repeater for some reason. So you were, yeah, I could totally understand you, but there was some static on there. So I guess I'm going to open this up, with, hopefully without a huge pile up, to any call signs that I didn't say. Please come. This is W0FX.
Alpha Bravo Zero Whiskey Uniform.
Alpha Bravo Zero Whiskey Uniform. Thanks for a lot for checking in. This is W0FX.
Okay, yes, Jason, this is Bob P0 Foley in Logan County. Just thought I'd check in here and see if I can even repeat her as much as good from here. A little bit leak on my still with this old FT2.
I got most of that, and then you were pressing DTMF, I think, with your microphone there. But you were kind of in and out. So thanks a lot for checking in. I didn't quite catch the location. Can you come with your location again, please?
Location is Napoleon, North Dakota. Napoleon, North Dakota. Yourself.
Sounds real good. I haven't heard Napoleon in there for at all, so that's a good copy there. Glad to have you in there.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I'll just hang around here with you. I'm just writing a list of all the people around here, so I'll let you go now. Bob 80W, clear.
Thanks a lot. Go ahead and give another call out for anybody else wishing to check in to the New Year's Eve net. This is W0FX.
This is KC0, Lima Alpha Bravo checking in.
Oh, good evening, Matt. I was hoping you were going to check in tonight. How are things going in your neck of the woods?
Oh, not bad. Just got off of work here, so I missed the first part of the net, but finally got off, so here I am.
All right, sounds real good. You're making the repeater real nice, so I'll go ahead and open up for any other check-ins. This is W0FX. This is W0FX, looking for anybody else wishing to check in to the repeater net. Please come. This is W0FX. Not quite the pile up I was hoping for, but I will take what I got. So, just kind of a note, club related, our next amateur radio club meeting is January 9th at the lower level of the Law Enforcement Center. It's coming right right around the corner here, so hoping that a few new faces might show up, or old faces, or anybody that wishes to show up. So definitely welcome anybody that, that wants to come. So with that, I will I'll ask for one more anybody else that wishes to check in before I open it up to traffic or normal operations. I will mention before we close things up, I have opened up a new email box, w0fx@ndham.net. Anybody wishing that doesn't get notification about club meetings and so on, or updates, wishing for more information or to be included on the email list, just drop an email to w0fx@ndham.net. I guess any other traffic or reports or anything anybody would like to give, this is W0FX. Go ahead there, Don.
Jason, I think this is a real good idea, but the timing isn't real good. If it wasn't for just across the moon and sky and around here, we wouldn't be here tonight either. KG0ZYO.
Yeah, I realize that. I may look at maybe doing this again and picking a different time or day. I just figured it's close to a holiday with hopefully as little traveling as possible for when people might be home. So that was kind of my idea for picking tonight, and hopefully a few people don't have to work tomorrow. So that was kind of my mindset.
I know there was some chatter on it in the morning that the boss coming in and checking in tonight, but a lot of people have things going on. KG0ZYO.
All right, well, thanks a lot for that. I might, like I said, we can all talk about it or think about it. Anybody have any recommendations or ideas? Go ahead and drop an email to me or to the club, and we can definitely look into that. Also, it can be a topic of conversation for the meeting on the 9th here. So I'm definitely open to any suggestions or recommendations or ideas, and definitely don't mind doing this again. My station's kind of being overhauled and built up, so hopefully this will be a little easier for me and anybody wishing for some help, I can accommodate for that too. So this is W0FX.
Okay, real good, Jason. Thanks a lot for all the work that you've been doing. TV0ZYO, Chris.
Also, that when I'm home or not working, I do listen pretty much to the 5.2 and the 1.8. So, if I'm around, I'll come back to you. And I know there's a few others of the group here that that do regularly monitor. So, you can always give a shout out, and we'll summary will try to come back to you. So with that, looks like this is pretty much wrapped up. So I will bring the repeater back to normal operation, and wish everybody a happy new year, and hopefully 2018 is a good year for everybody, and more activity on the radio. So this is W0FX. Yeah, I'm still here. My hand's a little sore from this fight, but I'm still here.
Oh, we might have to fix that then. Yeah, Whitney wanted to make it KZ0NHY, but he actually had to work tonight. He's going to try to step out the back door and get in on it, but his flight made it.
For that, yeah, I kind of thought that might be something like that. So, and I figured if he was home, he'd be close enough to one of the receivers, and he'd make it in. So, I kind of had a feeling somebody got called in. Picking a day of the month for the club meeting. It's, you know, there's always somebody that can't make it one day or the other when others can, and it's always a hard thing to plan and to do, and I figured I would get the ball rolling with, pick a date out of a hat, like I said, kind of a semi-holiday, but not really, and see what came out of it. So turnout was actually pretty decent. I'm always happy with what I can get. Definitely better than my Skywarn net, so I can say that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, I counted eight if we count Claudia. And so that's not too bad. Not too bad at all. Zero two.
I missed something, or are you counting Michelle and I in that eight? Because I think we have six here. I'll have to listen to the recording on it. I'll get it. And surprising, you know, it was definitely a nice catch to get that Napoleon station in there. So if I'm remembering right, that's quite a bit south of us. So although my directions are usually a little bit off. Definitely great to hear that in there. And I guess, like I said, we'll try it again. When we figure out a good time and make it more a little more regular, I guess.